Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Transformational Tuesdays. I want you to make sure you take down this phone number because after the show, you may want to reach out to Elisa afterwards for a more in-depth reading, because what she does today is kind of a, I don't want to say a teaser, but it's an insight into the gift that she has and how spot on she is. So here's her phone number, 407-432-7088. You can text her to set up an in-depth reading with her at another time. And we're just going to start today in order of how we got the calls. We have six people lined up waiting to speak with Elisa, and we only have about 30 minutes for the show, so I'm going to ask you to have a question ready. She may have some insight to you before you ask your question, but also limit it to one question and 5 minutes, please. And we're bringing in Carla from New Jersey. Carla, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. And hello, Elisa.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
So I'm wondering if I can ask, do I have to ask a question about myself or can it be about a family member?
You can ask about yourself, but I feel like you're nervous about things, like you're kind of concerned with things, you know? That's what I'm picking up right away with your energy.
A little confused for sure. There's something that we thought would happen by now, and I'm just wondering what you see around that.
I feel like you're getting nervous about the outcome of it. Like, that's what I feel, like you're nervous. And I feel like what you're looking to do or what you're looking to achieve is going way slower than it was supposed to, but I feel like if it's not for your highest good, it's not going to happen the way you want it. It might be somebody's changing their mind about something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Sort of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there's questioning going on from the other person. And I think you're getting nervous about what if it's going to happen or if it's not. That's what or just feel nervous. I just feel nervous around you something about the other person. But it's up to them.
It's more just eagerness, like a lack of patience, that's all. I know something's going
okay,
to happen.
Okay, all right. I feel nervousness around you. But I feel like it's going to take a little longer than it's supposed to. And I don't know what it is you're doing. I really don't. I'm not seeing it. I just feel with your energy, I feel like it's nervous. And I don't know if the other person's ready yet or questioning something and they're processing through stuff. And so it's about allowing the process to not be pushed. Because I think if you're going to push something, it's going to be resisting a little bit. But at the same time, I feel like there's a block and then a flow. So if that answers your question, I feel like things are going to eventually go in a flowing direction and it's going to be good for you.
But it's just, there's a block, and I feel like it's going to take longer. I almost feel like another three, and I don't know if that's 3 weeks or 3 months, but I feel like another three.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hold tight. Does that help you?
Okay. it's basically just waiting game. But,
okay.
Yeah, thank you. You take
care.
Be patient. Thanks a lot.
Be patient, but yes. I feel like it's not on your end. I think you're nervous about what's going to happen, but it's the other person who's making the decision or wanting to or holding off to make, I don't know. There's something with the other person getting involved in this. So it's about just allowing it to be, and it will all be for the highest good for all of you. Okay?
Oh, I agree. I agree. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is Melissa from Arizona.
Hi, ma'am. I like love your name. It's almost like my name.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. I have a question. I'm thinking positive here. I have a, and this kind of breaks my heart. I know it's a lesson by God, by I had three people who said some false information of me to my superior, and they're going to be checking on that for the next 2 weeks. I like to I'm extremely nervous and heartbreaking. I cannot really think straight. I just like to know what will be the outcome out of this. I am thinking positive. I know these people are lying. They misinterpreted the facts.
All right. The first thing I'm hearing is don't engage with these people, okay, about whatever is going on, because I almost feel like there's a misinterpretation even on your part too. And I feel like I feel like they're feeling attacked. You're also feeling attacked. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So what I would suggest to you is I'm hearing the assumptions, and I think you're assuming something, and maybe because there was a little bit of friction between these people in the past. But I really don't feel that it was all negative about you at all. I feel like you're pushing them to want to react that way. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I'm thinking, yes, ma'am.
So I feel you're going to be okay, but it's about I don't know, this is part of your lesson, is to stand up for yourself, your truth of what you're interpreting. But I feel like you're receiving the information wrong. I feel like you're kind of taking it out of context and mirroring it from what other people may have said. You took it in a different dynamic, that's all. I really feel like maybe you misinterpreted it. And then when they're trying to explain themselves, I feel like they're being attacked. And then they're attacking you. Do you see how that works?
Oh, yeah, I'm understanding, but do I lose my job?
I hear no.
Okay, thank God. I don't see
you losing your job, but I do see that you're learning a lesson to not attack people. You're not really attacking them. The attack came after the accusation. I think you were being very direct, and they did not receive that well. Okay? So I feel like the best thing to do is maybe to just leave it alone. Don't engage right now. Allow yourself time for things to settle, and then speak from your heart and not from trying to defend yourself. You're defending yourself on an interpretation that was misinterpreted. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So take a deep breath and just go in and you know, approach it in a more like gentler way, instead of feeling like you were being placed into a bad situation, because I think you interpreted it wrong. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. It's comforting me right now.
Okay. So just know that
I'm feeling the energy.
So people say things, and sometimes people take things how they perceive it, and it's not the way that it was meant to be. That's all I'm saying. So I really don't feel that their intention was to hurt you, but I feel like you received it that way. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And sometimes I think your past has shown that you've always had to feel like you've been defensive and having to put up for yourself all the time, that you just went into fight and flight mode. And it's okay. Just know that you don't have to do that, okay?
That is true. Oh, my gosh.
Okay? So just stay in that perimeter. And, you know, it's hard. Look, it's hard when we receive something and make I don't want to call it a mistake because it's not. It's actually a reaction. But our egos are being pushed right now. And past behaviors and stuff is being pushed right now to release. And the best part about this is you're acknowledging what patterns have been done throughout the past. And that's why it's positive. It's not negative, but it's okay because these people showed you what needed to be healed in yourself. It's a mirror. You're just seeing a mirror of what needs healing. It's not a blame. It's not even a bad thing. It's actually really good. People don't look at it that way, though. When they're in it, they feel like they're being attacked. But it was really good for your growth to realize that, you know what, I don't have to be reactive. People say something. I can stand in my truth instead of defending myself because I know my truth. And when you do know your truth, you don't have to defend yourself. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my dear. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now I'm bringing in Martha from Florida.
Hello, Martha.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So, I was wondering. Sorry. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I feel like you were being concerned about something.
I am.
I feel like with you speak what you feel, and how people choose to do for themselves is how they choose to do for themselves, and that's a really hard lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, because frantically you know that some things are not for people's highest good, but people are on their own healing journey, their own choices, having to live with their own lessons. But I'm going to tell you, speak up, but also know that we are not to control how others choose, even though we really want them to see the truth. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And there is concern, okay, because you're super intuitive and you know in your heart that you have a reason for concern because you don't normally involve yourself in other people's business. But this is like the exception because you feel like you need to stand up and speak. And I would tell you to listen to your own gut, speak up, but just know that we're not here to control other people. That's all. But if you don't speak up, you're going to have this feeling like I should have said something. Do you understand?
That always happens to me.
You know, the only person we can control is ourselves. And the only person we can choose for in direction is for ourselves. And
yeah.
We touch people, how we show up in their life. Sometimes they receive the message and other times they choose not to hear it. It is not our responsibility to accept their choices because they didn't hear it and we saw the truth. It's up to you to know that you did what you had to do as being a messenger and then allow it to be theirs.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I know that. It's hard. Especially when you are pretty, I don't want to say, it's not even about being right and wrong. It's more about knowing, and the knowing that you warn people about or say things, it does happen because you're very intuitive. And that's why you feel panicked. Oh my gosh, why don't they ever listen to me?
It's been a curse.
It is. It's frustrating, but guess what? I understand it fully because I'm staying there with you. We are not we can always bring the message to the surface. And then if it aligns with someone's truth, they'll hear it. If it doesn't, if they're in their ego, then the truth of the soul is not going to be received the way we bring the message, okay? Because we're coming from the soul truth. They're receiving it from the ego and the fight, and they're going to do it their way. And this is part of what this whole transitional part we're going through in this world right now is all about, is releasing the ego, step more into the spirit of the truth of the soul, and pray that people see the truth, okay? That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
It's definitely like something I struggle with all the time. I was wondering if you could give me some insight into my ex-boyfriend, Joel.
He's going through a lot of emotional struggles right now. Like a lot.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him in a month. But
okay, that's what I'm seeing. He's going through a lot of his own emotional struggles. And right now he's not for your highest good because he's falling down. And you're somebody who always holds people up. Do you understand?
That's true.
So allow him to just be. And however it is ahead, you will be shown. I feel like he's going to step up, though, and come back around. But he has to be there on a higher level and not draining you, okay?
That's true. I just was wondering if he'll ever contact me again.
I feel when he chooses to do the work, when he chooses to do the work, that is a definite yes, but he has to choose to do the work. Because he doesn't see you as a gift right now. He sees you more like the blank.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
All right, Martha, thank
you
for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. Everybody else, please be patient. We are getting to you as quickly as we can. Everybody gets about 5 minutes with Elisa. And now we have Ann from Washington State.
Hello, Ann.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I just recently moved, and now I'm, unpacked and just kind of thinking, okay, what's next? So anything you see for June?
Well, first of all, the first thing I feel is a lot of happiness and excitement around you, and that you're going to feel super, super grounded and excited for all that you discover there. It's going to be like a breath of fresh air and just stepping out and meeting new people and feeling like you're going to attract like-minded people.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay, it's going to absolutely show up. I feel so excited for you because you're just focus on your energy and your truth, and you will be guided to spiritual people and people who are aligned with you from the heart because that's you, okay? You cannot be with the ego people and the judgmental people. They have to be pure. So stay focused on getting into spiritual groups, and even some of them might be ego-based. So just, you already know. Just go where you feel guided. You stepped out there for a bigger purpose, and you're going to touch a lot of people and make a difference, okay? You've been doing this a long time, and I just see the best is yet to come for you. People are going to need you. You're going to be teaching and helping them. And because you don't have really a strong footing there, you're kind of showing up as a scholar and the teacher of love and light. Get that?
Oh.
So it's exciting for you. I'm excited for you. You touch people on
Thank
the heart
you.
Level, my dear. You already know this. There was a reason why you stepped out of where you were and where you are entering now. Big things ahead for you, okay?
Wow.
So stay focused. Stay focused on your heart.
Okay. And I guess I've always done it, like all those things you said, as my focus with people, but now to move that into a job, or not a job, into a paid career, that I feel... I know it's the past, but I still feel anxious about that.
Okay, focus on the people, not the money. You're so gifted.
Yes.
You prepared for this. You already know this. You've done it. Where you were before, it was stagnant, and where you are now, it's an open vessel. Okay?
Yeah.
Step into it. For some reason, the confidence was lacking before, and now it's there.
Got it.
So step into it and shine your light. You're going to be received in a beautiful way. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I'm excited for you.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, who's on the line?
This is Sonia.
Sonia, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, welcome to the show. You're on with Elisa.
Okay. Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like you've been going through some emotional sadness lately. That's what I'm picking up. And you need some direction. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask a question, career related, if possible.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to see what you're picking up, and as far as my career at this company, I'm going to be here 4 years now in a few months, I think 2 months, and I like it so far, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up for me.
The words that I'm getting is you were kind of left behind, and I don't know what that means, but I think that you're kind of staying stuck where you've been, and you need to further yourself and get promoted, but I'm not seeing that right now. You're kind of being left behind, so I'm being told you need to speak up, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes you get overlooked because I think you're quiet and you try to be a good team player, but you need to speak up and tell them what you really want. There's other avenues.
I have multiple times. Yeah, I have.
Okay.
So many years.
I feel like you're being left like you're feeling left behind. So I just feel like the right opportunity hasn't opened up yet, and I feel like somebody fulfilled something that you really wanted, and you're like, oh my gosh, why are they overlooking? But I feel there's something bigger for you ahead, but it's going to take a little bit of time, you know, a little bit more time. I don't know why I feel it might be 6 weeks or 6 months, but I think more 6 months before this position opens. And it's about you being patient and not getting sad and feeling discouraged about it, okay?
Okay. So you think it's 6 months where I'm at or somewhere else?
I'm not seeing. I just see before you go to a heightened position. I don't know if you're going to step out of that job or not. I just see that something's going to open up for you, and you're going to know that it's time for you to go, whether it's in that company or someplace else. But it's going to be a little bit of time.
Okay?
But I feel like somebody took a position that you really had your eye on for a while, and it just made you feel bad. So, but I see something opening in about 6 months' time. I'm not always good at time.
Okay.
But I'm hearing 6 months, and when I get the specific, it's pretty close to that, okay? All right, be patient. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hello there. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Brittany, where are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brittany.
I was just calling to see if you saw me getting into my house that I'm waiting to hear back from.
I see a yes. I see yes. But there's something going on. I keep hearing there's a law, or there's something that's kind of in the way of it being available. I don't know if there's something that legally has to be done, but I see something with the law, and not in a bad way, just something, some legal process that has to be done before that's going to.
Okay, because I'm waiting for approval. It's a rental.
Okay, I just see something there, but I don't see a roadblock. I just see it taking a lot of time. I think everything has slowed down. And so it just be patient, okay? There's just, I think everything's just behind, because I see like the domino effect of things just kind of, it's a process, and it's being, if there's a road, not a roadblock, but like there's just a lot of traffic right now.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have faith.
All right.
Thank
you.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Hello there. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Barbara. Hello.
Hi, Barbara. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Welcome.
Well, thank
Hello.
You.
Oh, my gosh. You're ready to spread your wings and get out of your house and go do stuff. That's what I feel.
That I am.
You're like, I got to get out of here. I need to do something. You know, I don't know if you're thinking of a road trip, but I feel like that would be really rejuvenating for you. Just to go, even if it's a short getaway, you need to get away.
I'm going to do that.
And I just feel like you're just ready. You feel like everything has been so stagnant and stuck, and you're just tired of being in that space of being stuck, and you're just, like, ready to have your life back, along with probably all of the world, but... I feel like you're
right.
Just like, I'm so ready now. So I would say you need a reset, a rebirth, refreshment of just, I feel like you need to refresh your energy field. And going on a road trip somewhere where you can be more, you know, in nature, hiking, or just being sitting and reading and just being in quietness of, you know, other people again, but just feel like you're still like able to get out of like your space, because I feel like you're trapped. Okay.
Yep.
And you know, when you do that, you're gonna feel so good. Like, I should have done this 6 months ago. And
yeah.
You don't have to fly anywhere. I feel like you just want to go somewhere, but you don't have to deal with all the chaos. So just do it where there's least resistance. Get in your car. It's just something where you can have.
That's what
the,
I'm doing.
Yes, I just see you just taking your time to have, you know, you're going to breathe and feel refreshed and feel rejuvenated again. And when you come back, you're going to feel like, I just want to live my life, you know, having that freedom and that refreshment and not feeling like I'm stuck. And you might make some life changes ahead, too, where you can have more freedom and not feel so stuck. I feel like you need to go and you need to, like, see. Because I don't know if opportunities are going to open, but I feel like you're going to meet people. You're going to feel like, wow, I was stuck somewhere where I felt like I was just isolated, alone. Even though you're going on a journey alone, you're going to feel like you have people around you, and you're going to feel embraced by smiles and connectedness. It's going to feel really good for you. Okay.
You could be working with animals.
I see that you love to do so many things in this world that has to do with helping people and animals, and the choice is yours. But I honestly, you might even be relocating. So I just see you. I just see you, and that might be. And maybe it's not relocating your physical address, but relocating as far as traveling and being able to do your work at different locations and even out of state.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling. We've got one more call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello there. Who just called in?
Hi. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Thank you for calling, Melvin.
Yes,
Melvin,
ma'am.
You have
yes.
a really good sense of humor, and that's what gets you through life. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's okay. You've been through some struggles and reflection lately, but I feel like you need a renewal as well, like a rebirth for yourself. That's what's coming up.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to figure out what you want to do and where you... So I would say to you is to think of all that you have done in the past and how it has seasoned you for where you are now. But I almost see that you can have fun helping people to have fun by you doing what you love
mm-hmm.
to do, having fun. And you've really never looked at life that way. So think of all your gifts of what you know how to do to get out there and enjoy life, and you can get paid to help people do that. You understand?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Because I feel like you keep looking at a job, and that's not you. You're so tired of being in the system. If you want to teach something that you love to do, go teach it. It's like if somebody's a mechanic and they love to take cars apart, they can teach that and get paid for it to help others learn how to do the same thing. You're that person
right.
who loves to do things, and you can get paid to teach them, and you will receive so much more abundance that way in so many ways, including financial, because you will be giving and gifting to others what you love to do. It will never feel like you're working a job in your life.
Right.
So step into yourself and quit questioning it. Just do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Because
yes,
they will come.
Yep.
When you step up and do what you love, they will show up and come. And once you start touching one person, they're going to say, oh, I met this man who's helping me do this. And the people will start coming. You're going to have a whole class.
Well,
okay?
you must be talking about, yes, ma'am, talking about football, because I'm a football coach, and I haven't coached since 2006. But I want to go back. But I just wanted to ask you also, like, what do you see, like, do you see any improvement in my health?
I knew he was going to ask that. I do see improvement in your health, but there's also, okay, this is what I'm being told to tell you. Look on your cellular level because you're missing the minerals. And there's certain things, it's like tweaking it. And it's so much more about nutrition, minerals, and some things that are missing, because as we get older, things start to deplete. So it's about just maybe going to somebody who knows about nutrition, vitamins, a chiropractic, someone that does more naturopathic kind of stuff, where they can give you that guidance and help you to see where maybe, you know, you're depleted in these minerals. Because I almost feel like it's just such a small tweaking and addition to your life that's going to make a huge difference, and you're going to feel so much more energy. Because I feel like you feel no energy right now.
Yes, I have issues. I'm on dialysis. I just got on dialysis. But it was like an acute injury that I sustained. But I just keep saying in my mind's eye that, you know, my kidneys function will come back. And, you know, the doctors even said it, but then they was like, you know, they don't know. But I know. I believe in my heart that my kidney function is going to resume itself.
You know, there's other ways to look at frequency healing as well, and to help elevate the energetic, like the energetic field of your human, to help elevate that energy field. You might want to look into stuff
right.
like that. I feel like it's just little things tweaking here and there. That's what I'm picking up. And I'm not a doctor, so I can't like tell you what to take and what to do or whatever, but
right.
I can suggest that you seek out that, you know, path for yourself, but I do see you healing, and I do see it's just about tweaking here, tweaking there, and it's not going to be a very difficult fix, but it's just knowing the right channels, okay?
Okay. Excuse me, last thing, I had called you, I called you, and I have your number, and I would like to get an in-depth reading from you, and
okay.
I think you text me back, and said maybe you'll be available today. So I'm in Georgia, and it's
all
about
right, my dear. I'm in Florida, but it'll be more towards the early evening because I'm booked all day. If that works for you, or we can do it this week, okay?
Okay, so it'll be one day this week.
If you're available early evening, might be like
today?
7-ish, around there.
Yes, ma'am.
But I will text you, and we'll get together and do a session, okay?
Okay, I thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, thank
you're
you
welcome.
For calling, Melvin.
Okay.
And
thank you all very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. That is absolutely all the time we've got for today for Alisa. If we didn't get to you, please call back next Tuesday or call or text Elisa herself, 407-270-88, and we will be back next week.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.